Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Is that ever anything you want us to do for Savage or Sensible? You can always email us, savage@98pxy.com, or do what Christina did and message us on Facebook.
Yes.
Although normally when people give us a Savage or Sensible, it's most of the time something someone else did.
Right. It's not something that they did, but I guess she's feeling a little bit torn about this.
Yeah.
So we got this a little bit after the show yesterday, and of course, you know, it was Valentine's Day.
A lot of feelings on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, a lot of feelings lead you to do things like this. Okay, so Christina writes, got a Savage or Sensible for you guys. Today, I very impulsively confessed my love to my best guy friend because it was V-Day, even though he has a girlfriend. I did it because he's about to propose, but their relationship is dysfunctional AF, and I've been in love with him for years, and I wanted my cards on the table before he makes this big decision.
Woo! Yes. That's explosive.
It is. And I wonder, she didn't tell us what happened, so we're kind of in the dark on that. Unless,
also,
Christina, if you're listening, feel free to
give us more details.
I want to know what happened, but is it savage or sensible? She wants to know.
And you can jump in 222-9800, the Club PXY Safe text line at 69822. That's where you can text the keyword vote or just go to 98pxy.com. I wish I knew more too. I wish we had her on the line because I'm dying to know what she means by that their relationship is dysfunctional.
Yeah.
Her friend and her guy friend and his current girlfriend. Because
what does that entail? Are we talking, is there violence? Is there like something, is it like that bad? Or is it more just like they bicker, they don't, you know?
Because I have a sneaking suspicion.
Okay.
That she sees it that way. Because of the fact that she has these feelings for him.
Okay.
And that's why I'm sorry, Christina. Thank you for reaching out to us, but I do need to say
savagery.
It's a savage move.
Really?
And it's
like
a,
that.
It's a
that's
savage
it.
Move. Yeah, no. This was very quick for me.
Oh my gosh.
And
okay.
And look, like, I get not wanting to live your life with regrets, and I get if you have feelings for someone, like you should, you know, you put it on the table because you want to at least be able to move forward, not having that in the back of your head, knowing, oh, I should have said something.
You have one life.
I get all that, and I understand that. And if the timing was different on this, I would go with sensible. But because of the fact the guy's about to propose, that's what makes this savage. Like, you are putting him in a terrible position because one of two things are going to happen.
Okay.
Either you're going to ruin your friendship because after you drop a bomb like that on somebody and they don't reciprocate those feelings,
hard to go back.
Are done. Like, I'm sorry. It's over. It's not going to happen. Or you ruin a relationship. And again, I'm skeptical as to what the dysfunction of his current relationship is.
Right. If so that's more details would help.
Well, if it's legit or if it is just, again, a product of her feelings for him. And Valentine's Day, too? Come on.
Well, again, that's definitely impulsive, kind of a big gesture. All right. I'm going to say I think it would be savage if her best guy friend was madly in love with his girlfriend and everything was peachy keen.
Well, I mean, he's planning on proposing.
But, no. But, but a lot of people get married that aren't necessarily happy.
Okay.
But she claims their relationship is dysfunctional. We don't know what that means exactly. But there's the chance that he's settling because he doesn't think he'll find anything better. And he's just kind of like, all right, I guess I'm just going to do this. And there's the chance that he has no idea how she feels about him and that knowing her feelings could completely change everything for both of them. So I think it only becomes savage. I think it's sensible because, Corey, hearts are often broken when words are left unspoken.
You know what this is?
And one more thing. It only becomes savage if she tells him and he tells her that he doesn't feel the same way and then she keeps pursuing him. Then it's completely savage.
No.
But I think telling him once and letting him know where she stands is sensible.
You only
live once.
This is what culture has done to society. Because this is out of a freaking movie. If this works out, that's a movie, right? That's the
fairy
tale story.
This text we just got, 69822. Sensible. I confessed my love right before my current boyfriend was about to choose someone else. Now we have been together for 3 years. He may not think he has any other options. This guy may not think he has other options.
This text is totally savage, and I did the exact same thing about 14 years ago.
Ooh.
They say I don't regret it, and we're still best friends.
Oh, wow.
So I hope the best for this girl. They did it themselves, and they're saying it's savage.
Well, that's interesting, yeah.
Voting.
But what about the person who said sensible and that they've been together for 3 years?
Well, I'm sure there's lots of people out there that have thoughts on this. If you want to jump in at 222-9800 or the Club PXY Safe text line at 69822, plus text in the keyword VOTE, V-O-T-E, to 69822 to vote in our official poll at 98pxy.com. Very close right now.
Text coming in at 69822. I think it's sensible because that way it gets it all in the open, even if he still decides to be with the girl that he's with. And that's the thing. If I am the girlfriend, I would actually feel so much better about the relationship.
And someone's knowing, trying to steal your man?
No. Knowing that somebody confessed their love and he still chose me. Like, because how bad would it feel to know that, like, he would have chosen his best friend if he had known that she was in love with him? You know, like, I am the kind of person who I always want transparency in everything. I always want to know.
Then maybe she should have freaking told him years ago. That's the problem. It's the timing. On Valentine's Day.
Okay, yes, Valentine's Day.
Before he's going to get engaged, after you've known for years you've been in love with him, that's the problem.
I don't think the timing is the best. I think that she definitely.
The best.
I think she definitely.
Understatement of the century.
I think she definitely acted impulsively. But I still think that it's overall a sensible thing to do. You only live once, and she could really, really regret it.
Another texter saying, completely savage. If he was into you, he wouldn't be proposing to someone else. I'm telling him on Valentine's Day is pretty rough.
Settling.
Got a lot of people have a problem with the timing. Let's grab this call. 222-9800. Bree from Palmyra. Savage or sensible? Yeah. Christina's Valentine's Day confession.
I think it's sensible.
Really?
Okay.
And even if the relationship wasn't necessarily dysfunctional, I think her deciding to say something prior to the engagement is her smartest move.
I agree because you only live once and there's a respectful way to go about it. But I think that if you feel that strongly, if you are in love and this is like your best friend and, you know, I think your cards should be on the table. And then if they say, sorry, I'm happy, then you need to respect that for sure.
I don't think it's sensible. I think it's savage. I also think it's another S word, selfish.
Well,
it is.
It's fair in love and war, Corey.
Look, if you had a lot of time to do this, they said they've been best friends. She's had a lot of time to confess these feelings. Why now?
Because now he's about to propose and she knows it's not right.
She may have waited a little bit to see how that relationship was going to pan out. But
exactly.
Now that she's in this mode of like, well, I'm, you know, may just get engaged, then she's like, okay, I'm at least going to do this before I don't have the chance to do it anymore. Because I think if she waited until after the engagement, then it becomes a savage.
I agree.
Well, yeah, definitely.
It's a lot more savage after the engagement.
I can't get down with the timing. I just can't. Thank you for calling in, though.
Of course.
I find it interesting, Whitney, that you say that now the timing's okay, but you would say it's savage after he proposes. If it's her feelings and she really felt that way, and if his now new fiance didn't want to know that, well, his best friend Christina, well, if she had said that she loved him, that he would have loved her. How does it change it that that they're engaged? If it's still the feelings. The feelings are exactly the same. It's the matter of a ring. How?
Yeah, because it's a little bit more savage to swoop in when somebody's engaged.
That's what she's doing.
I still would encourage her to do it even then if she felt that way because, yeah, it's selfish. It is.
Unreal.
But
okay.
Again, you live once.
What about if they're married? Then what? Where does it end? Where does this end?
It depends on how objectively dysfunctional the marriage is.
Again, but that's
marriage,
like
how
their
the marriages
opinion.
End.
That's okay, well then, fine. Wait it out.
Well,
wait for them to get divorced. Then you know what you can do.
I don't want to bury my head in the sand like you. I want to know all the details.
I'm saying the exact opposite of burying my freaking head in the sand. I'm saying she should have done it years before.
Well,
it's the fact she
shoulda, coulda, woulda.
It's the fact she put it off until now. That's the issue I'm having with. I don't have a problem with someone doing that because I understand that it sucks to have regrets in your life and you don't want to go through it thinking, well, I should have said something. Well, you should have said something, but earlier.
Yeah, shoulda, coulda, woulda. Stop shooting on people.
I'm going to should all over people. Let's go to the poll.
All right.
You can always vote at 98pxy.com for Savage or Sensible. You can always text in the keyword VOTE, V-O-T-E, to 69822. Here we go. It was a pretty close one, but according to the poll, 98pxy.com, Christina's Valentine's Day confession is 61% sensible.
Ah, there it is.
Just another example of all the selfish people that live in the world.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.